Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, I do welcome you back. Dr. Scott, What Your Doctor Won't Tell You, our third season, How to Get Long-Lasting Relief from Your Headaches and Migraines, Despite Your Doctor's Recommendations. Let me ask you something. What kind of a headache are you? Our topic for this week's episode. You know, there are two or three things that we tend to see in common with all types of doctors, therapists, specialists that treat those with ongoing headaches and migraines. And these two or three, we'll call them standards. These two or three standards can be found at virtually all doctors and specialists. Yet, if we take a closer look at these three standards, they just don't add up when it comes to common sense and logic. You've heard us say it week after week, now year after year in our third season, it's all about solutions. It's all about finding a solution that fits your specific needs. So we're going to discuss these quote-unquote standards in the medical profession and why they're failing us. Why these accepted standards continue to be used year after year and, need I say, decade after decade. Yet it's clear we're not getting to the solution. We're not getting to the cause of the problem. We're simply developing new and different methods of treatment. No, not new and improved, just different. We discussed last week and probably the week before, if you're one of those people that are sitting back waiting for the big miracle cure to be discovered, the next miracle drug that is going to cure you of your migraines and headaches, it's not going to be found because, number one, it doesn't exist, and number two, it will never exist. We mentioned when using the common sense rule, and unfortunately in our healthcare system, common sense doesn't usually apply. So you can't use common sense and logic to try to decipher your doctor's recommendations because they're not using common sense and logic to start with. So how do you get long-lasting relief from your headaches, your migraines, if you don't know what's causing the problem in the first place? You know, one of the things I wanted you to take a note of a couple of weeks ago and keep in your toolbox is if you don't know the real true cause of your headaches and migraines, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment you try. Chances are you're not going to get any long-lasting relief. So in today's episode, we are going to discuss what kind of headache are you and what that has to do with you finding long-lasting relief. In our episode this week, we are broadcasting from our studio here at Headache Relief At Last, our practice here in the greater Kansas City area. We are having a very special week here this week. This is our open house week. Each quarter throughout the year, we have an open house week, and we invite those people to our office. Some of these people are migraine and headache sufferers. Many of these guests are doctors, family physicians, neurologists, dentists, optometrists, people that want to see what Headache Relief At Last is all about. What exactly do we do in this office that makes us so different and so unique? So you may hear some background noise today. You may hear people in the background. You may hear phones ringing. And that's just going to be part of our episode today. What kind of headache are you? Each and every week, I am researching doctors that we can partner with doctors here in the Kansas City area, doctors in other metropolitan areas across the country. It's important to find different specialists and different specialties that will all work together for your benefit. That's how our healthcare system is supposed to work. Because rarely is there one kind of treatment alone that will fix the cause of your headaches and migraines. We've said that for years. Rarely is there one kind of treatment alone that will fix the real cause of your headaches and migraines. So it's critical. It's absolutely essential that we have these specialties all working together for your benefit. That's the only way to get a broad perspective of your condition and get an accurate diagnosis. And as we discussed last week, diagnosis is not a regurgitation of your symptoms. Many people, and dare I say, the majority of people that we see here in our practice have been misdiagnosed. And they continue to be misdiagnosed doctor after doctor, month after month, and year after year. So how can it be a surprise that we're not getting any long-lasting relief if we don't know what we're trying to fix in the first place? Are you with me? So if you don't know the true cause of your headaches and migraines, if you don't know what's going on inside of your body right now that's resulting in these headaches and migraines, it doesn't really matter what kind of treatment you try. Now, we've said it many times as well, and that is, if you're one of the lucky ones, and you know, your doctor knows, you know with certainty what is going on in your body that's resulting in these headaches and migraines. You have been one of the lucky few that have received an accurate diagnosis. The question then becomes, is the treatment you're getting really fixing the true cause? Is the treatment that you're getting right now, is the medication, is the chiropractic care, is the physical therapy, are the injections, is the surgery, is the treatment you're getting right now really fixing what's causing your migraines and headaches? Think about that for a second. If you don't know the cause, it doesn't really matter what you try. Chances are you're not going to get any long-lasting relief. But if you're sure you know what's going on, is the treatment you're getting even fixing the problem? Is it even addressing the problem? And the sad reality is, the vast majority of the time, the answer is an emphatic no. It's a symptom treatment. It's a temporary cover-up, while the cause of the problem is still lurking in your body right now. So this is what leads into our topic of what kind of headache are you? So when researching doctors, therapists to work with across the country, I use the internet just like everyone else, and there are a couple of things that are very disturbing, a couple of quote-unquote accepted standards in the healthcare and headache treatment industry, we'll call it, that we see in virtually all of these types of clinics. Once again, medical, chiropractic, therapy, neurology, pain management, we see it with each and every type of practice. And I want to discuss these for a couple of reasons. Number one, I want you to beware. If your doctor, if your therapist is not helping you move toward finding and pinpointing the real, true cause of your headaches, you're in the wrong place. And if your doctor, your therapist is giving you treatment to simply cover or mask your migraines and headaches and ignoring the real cause, beware, you're in the wrong place. Does it really make sense to ignore the cause of your headaches and migraines, to leave the problem in your body? Does it make sense? I'm hoping most of you will agree with me. Of course it doesn't make sense. So the next question becomes, then why do you accept that as the norm? Why is that okay with you that your symptoms are being treated while the cause of the problem is ignored? Now, we're a research-based practice here in the greater Kansas City area, and everything that I recommend here in my practice is based on solid, proven scientific and medical research. You'll get no opinions from me, because opinions mean little or nothing to me. And by the way, that includes my opinions as well. Opinions are not valid unless they're based on some kind of proven objective fact. You've got to have the proven facts, the research behind you. So we are a research-based practice. Our recommendations are based on what we know to be true. And we know from decades of medical research that the most common cause of ongoing headaches and migraines is a problem in your spine, and most of the time it's the neck. So here's my concern. If the cause of your problem is being ignored, and you are in the 70 to 90% of those of us that have had ongoing migraines and headaches, and that cause is related to your spine, that problem may very well be a progressively worsening condition. And by the time you finally get a doctor or a therapist to give you that proper diagnosis, the damage could be done. And once spinal damage is done, most of the time it's irreversible. So you can't afford to sit back and ignore the cause of the problem. As a matter of fact, I would go as far as to say, don't you dare ignore the cause of the problem. Don't take that chance with your health. Don't take that chance with your child's health. So here are the, what we are calling, accepted standards that we see at most doctors, and this includes headache and migraine specialists. Number one, something that we hear that's absolutely truth. We must find the real, true cause of your headaches and migraines. No doubt about it. A lot of these quote-unquote headache specialists use the word root cause. We will help you find the root cause of your headaches. We will help you find the root cause of your migraines. We will help you find the root cause of your pain. So it's more common than not to find something to this effect in the information, whether it be website, brochures, talking to the doctors in person. They will always tell you what it is that you want to hear. We're here to help you find the root cause. Here's the disturbing fact. Even those doctors and headache specialists that claim to help you find the real root cause of your headaches and migraines rarely find the root cause of your migraines, of your headaches, of your pain. So let me give you a couple of quick examples here. We're not going to name names because that is not appropriate. However, there are two or three large local headache and migraine treatment facilities here in the greater Kansas City area. They claim to help you find the root cause of your migraines, of your headaches. And then there is a list in another section of the website of the different types of treatment that may be options for you if you go to this certain headache clinic. Let me name a few of the treatment options and see if any of these are familiar to you. You could try over-the-counter medication. If that doesn't work, we can try prescription medication. And by the way, too numerous to name, whether it be a quote-unquote specialized drug for migraines, for cluster headaches, for tension headaches. If prescription medicine doesn't work, maybe we could try injections. If injections don't work, maybe we can just cut your nerves. After all, if the nerves are making you feel this, why don't we just cut the nerves? Why don't we give you Botox and kill the nerves and muscles slowly? If that doesn't work, why don't we do surgery and remove parts of your body? So let me ask you something. Use the common sense rule just for a moment here. Are you having migraines? Are you having your headaches because you need more chemicals in your body? Is that the real cause of your headaches? Is that the real cause of your migraines? You don't have enough poison in your body. If we put more chemicals in your body, that will address the true cause of your migraines. Come on. That is purely a treatment to cover your symptoms. It's masking your symptoms. And by the way, that's assuming that the medicine works at all. So, are you having your migraines or headaches because you have too many nerves and we need to cut them out? If you just simply apply the common sense rule, you will obviously know medication, injections, pills, surgeries do not address the cause of your migraines and headaches. So it's upsetting when you see a headache specialist that says, we will help you find the root cause of your problem, and then even if they were lucky enough to find that, all you get is the same treatment that you could have gotten anywhere else. Drugs, 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 whether it's by pill or injection or otherwise. So use a little bit of common sense. Chances are you are not having headaches and migraines because you need more drugs. You are not having headaches and migraines because you need parts cut out of your body. Knock it off already. Let's use a little bit of common sense. The other thing that I notice when looking at migraine and headache, quote-unquote, specialists, many of these specialists have a new, quote-unquote, and this is in big quotations, by the way, state-of-the-art or new and improved method of treatment for your headaches, for your migraines, for your pain. I'm going to give you another example or two. There's a local headache clinic. Their method of treatment is injections. Their primary means of treating, that's right, not correcting, not fixing, treating your migraines and headaches is by injection. If that doesn't work, then they resort to cutting your nerves. This is the same headache specialist that claims to find the root cause of your problem and fix it. You know what? I would almost go as far to say it's a lie. You're not having your migraines and headaches because you have too many nerves, because you don't have enough chemical drugs in your body. It's not the cause. They are not finding the cause, and they are not addressing the cause, period. Yet another local headache specialist. I was watching some testimonial videos. By the way, I love testimonial videos. It makes me happy to see people that have suffered for, well, in most cases, year after year, sometimes decades, and sometimes their entire lives, with miserable headaches, debilitating migraines, and finally, they're able to live headache and migraine free. I love those stories. Secondly, it does build a little bit of credibility in that doctor that you're considering seeing, right? I mean, after all, if all of these other people had similar problems to you and they got good results, wouldn't that translate to, well, shouldn't you get good results as well? So I watched a video, about a 2 to 3 minute video from a patient at this very large local headache clinic. And the title of the video was, "This Particular Headache Clinic Cured Me of My Migraines." Are you hearing me? This headache place cured me of my migraines. So I thought, well, this has got to be a fantastic story. So I watched the video, and let me give you the summary of the video. With the new medication that I'm taking, I don't have to take as much medicine as I used to. What? Wait, whoa. They cured your migraines, yet you still continue to take daily medication. Let me ask you something. Here we go again. Let's use the common sense rule. If the cause of the problem was found and the treatment addressed the cause of the problem and fixed it once and for all, would you still have to continue to put those drugs in your body? And my next question is, what if you stopped taking the medication that you are now? Whether you think it's a better medication or you're taking less, forget that. What if you stopped taking that medication today? What would happen with your migraines? What would happen to your headaches? Would they stay gone, or would they return with a vengeance? I think we pretty much know the answer to this. You wouldn't be taking the medication in the first place if the cause of the problem had been fixed once and for all. Period, once again. Exclamation point. There are other headache specialists, rather than using injections or prescription drugs by pill, they are using nasal sprays, things that you put up your nose. Well, once again, they're chemicals that you're putting in your body to try to mask the symptoms of your migraines and headaches. They are not addressing the cause of your problem. So here's what I want to do. I want to kind of summarize for you what is important today and what does this have to do with what kind of headache are you? The last point that I want to discuss is something that we see, and by the way, I'm not just saying this, I have seen this on every single headache and migraine specialist site on the internet that I've gone to. If you don't believe me, look it up yourself. I'm talking about medical doctors, pain management specialists, neurologists, chiropractors, physical therapists. You name the type of provider, it doesn't matter. Doctors love to put you in a category. Doctors love to put a title. They love to put a name on your headache. In other words, before we can help you, which by the way means before we can decide which drug we need to give you, before we can help you, it's very important that we determine what kind of headache you are. They might not say it like that. They may say what type of headaches you're having. Are you having tension headaches? Are you having migraine headaches? Are you having cluster headaches? Or are yours daily persistent headaches? Or rebound headaches? We can put you in a category. And in most doctors' minds, when you're put into a category, that becomes your diagnosis. So if the doctor determines that you are having migraine-type headaches, your diagnosis is, you guessed it, migraine headaches. If the doctor decides that you are having tension headaches, then your diagnosis will read tension headaches. And if the doctor decides to put you in the category and determines you're having cluster headaches, you guessed it, your diagnosis is cluster headaches. Well, you already know what I'm going to say next. If you listened to our show the last couple of weeks, we talked about why your diagnosis may be a fraud. And we decided as well that if we're simply regurgitating your symptoms, that's not a diagnosis. So by the doctor diagnosing you with migraine headaches, that means they don't know what's causing your headaches. When the doctor diagnoses you with tension headaches, that means they don't know why you're having headaches. When a doctor diagnoses you with daily persistent headaches, that means, you got it, they don't know why you're having headaches. You've just been put in a category that describes your headaches. When in reality, we know that a diagnosis is what is going on inside of your body right now that is causing these headaches. That is a diagnosis. So by regurgitating your symptoms, that's your doctor's way of saying, I just put you in a category. Now I know what drug to give you to mask your symptoms temporarily. That's what it means. So let me be quite frank. I'm not sure that it really matters if you have migraine headaches or cluster headaches or tension headaches or daily persistent headaches or rebound. By the way, don't get me wrong. I absolutely want you to be able to find the cause of those headaches and get rid of those once and for all. We want nothing more than helping you find those solutions. But you're not going to find a solution by getting a regurgitation of your symptoms and then matching the appropriate drug to that symptom to mask it. Are you with me? So here's what I need for you to hear with our episode today. What kind of headache are you? Please take note of this. Keep it in your toolbox. Keep it in your ammunition box. The more pieces of the puzzle you can put into the picture each and every week, the closer you're getting to a long-lasting solution. Take close note. Here are the puzzle pieces for this week. Number one, it doesn't really matter what category of headaches your doctor has put you into. If you don't know the real true cause of those headaches, you're not going to find any relief. Let me say it again. It doesn't matter if you have migraines, cluster headaches, tension headaches, rebound headaches. It doesn't matter what kind of headache you've been diagnosed with if you don't know what's causing it. Number two, most headache specialists don't know what the real true cause of your headaches is. The treatment is still a temporary symptom cover-up at best. So one of the other things I want to highlight just one more time before we finish our episode today, we said that if you don't know the cause, you know, it doesn't really matter if you go to the medical doctor, to the chiropractor, to the therapist. It doesn't matter where you go unless you know what's causing your headaches and the treatment you're getting is actually fixing that cause of the problem. That's all that really matters. please remember the most common cause of ongoing headaches and migraines is a problem in your spine and much of the time a problem in your neck. No, it's not a bone problem. It's a problem with pressure on the spinal cord, the nerves, the muscles that results in the headaches in the first place. You know, I appreciate every single week those of you that continue to listen week after week, month after month, year after year. I cannot tell you how honored I am that you take the time out of your schedule to listen, but I really appreciate your feedback more than anything else. Please send me a personal note, whether it's a question, a concern, a comment. This is all about solutions for you. Tell me what it is that we need to know. Where do we need to lead you from here? Please send me a note personally to drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. I appreciate your continued listenership. We will continue this discussion next week. Once again, I appreciate your patience with the background noise in our office here today. We're having a great time here. We're having a blast. It will continue throughout the rest of the week until Thursday evening. Those of you that happen to be traveling to the Kansas City area, be sure to call and stop by our office. Check out our amazing facility. It's all about solutions. We preach it, we teach it, but most importantly, we live it day after day, year after year, decade after decade, now getting ready to finish our 21st year in practice. Thank you so kindly for listening. We look forward to seeing you next week. And here it is. The information presented in this broadcast has been provided solely for educational and entertainment purposes. It is not intended to substitute for the advice of your personal trusted physician and healthcare provider. Thanks again for listening.